Fine, so last week we spoke about halachos. We didn't quite finish, so I'll give a little sikkum of what we did discuss and then carry on to finish till the end. Fine, we discussed, the main issue in halachos, the main thing is that halachos are an iser d'rabbanon, otu, an iser of loisikrav, which is deraisa. But the most of the halachos themselves are d'rabbanon. They apply during all of Yimei Tumasa, all the days she's tame, both whether it's Shivan Nakiyim, or whether it's when she's actually seeing them, all the times you have all of the Dinei HaChakas. The main theme of HaChakas is the Isra Schoik V'Kalas Rosh, even though it's brought as a separate halacha, but Be'etzim is the theme for all of the HaChakas are meant to prevent anything that's going to come chutz from the actual Maisa Tashmish itself, but also from anything that's going to lead to Hirhurim and etc. Hirhurim and Herigal Aveira is the Lashon the Paiskim use. But it would be Negiyah also. Ikr, I didn't see so much Ikr as Negiyah. That's true. Okay, but those are, you're right, it's unknown that the Hoishata is a form of Negiyah. It's Negiyah al-Yedei Dover Acher. But again, these are all because they lead to Hergel Aveir. Fine. So again, Schoik V'Kalas Rosh is one of the main Isurim, Avada though, Dibur B'Derech Eretz. Negiyah, even touching her begodim that are on her is Aser. Hoshata, which is passing things, is Aser. Even Zrika, throwing things to her would be Aser. However, throwing into a Kli that she's holding would be Mutter, according to most Paiskim. Children is passing a baby, a young child is a Machloikis. Okay, then we talked about food. That when they're eating at the table, they should have a hafsek of some sort that will be noticeable in between them. Place can speak about specifics of what's considered noticeable. Having a lamp on the table by day would be noticeable, and by night wouldn't be. Of course, as long as they have an electric light, a lamp on the table would always be noticeable. Kolofia inyan. Fine, that was... Then we talked about shirayim. Shirayim, eating leftover food. He cannot eat her leftover food. She may eat his leftover food. If it's the same applies to drink, if it's transferred to a different plate, if there's an interruption of a different plate or an interruption of a different person who eats from the food in the middle, then it is mutter. If she leaves the room, then he's allowed to eat it. If he doesn't know that it's her leftovers, he's allowed to eat it. Again, because all these things are not going to lead to hirhur avero. Fine, then we talked about serving. I think that's where we left off, basically, was in the middle of serving. She may not serve him food. Gemara refers to it as mezigas hakais. She's not allowed to pour him a drink. Some Rishayim learned that the whole issur is to pour the drink and place it in front of him. Anything less than that is not going to be osir. I think that it is only known by most places to know that serving is always going to be osir. If she even poured the cup in the kitchen and she brings and places it down directly in front of him, that would be an issur of considered an issur of maziga sakais. And Mamaisa, the Rama Paskin, is that the same thing applies to food. She's not allowed to serve him food directly. She could put, obviously, a serving tray on the table. She can even put his own plate in front of him with a shinui. The Gemara discusses different shinuyim. One shinui, for example, the main yusayid, as we said, between where they're sitting at the table, is that it has to be noticeable. It has to be that he's going to notice the shinui, and that will remind him not to come to Kalas Rosh and to Hergel Aveira. So therefore, if you have some marshal, again, the Gemara gave a marshal serving with a left hand. I didn't see anyone say it Mufurish, but to me, I think that a Svara, it's klar, that, and we know, I think the Mechassidim and Bezman and Estar are very much to do everything with the right hand. So someone's very much to do everything with the right hand, and it's nikkur shinui when you do something with the left hand, so then that Enochanami would be a good shinui because it's nikkur. But someone who happens to be right-handed, but someone if it's convenient, they would use their left hand, and you're not even going to notice that she put it down with her left hand. I think that's partial. That's not going to be a good enough shima. If it's not going to be noticeable, it was done with.
If she holds something in two hands, that's not a hecker, because she don't have. If she has the option to hold it in the right hand, she does it in the left hand.
But if it's not going to be noticed, if he's not going to notice. Because we're worried about his cue, we're mainly worried about him. That's why he's not allowed to eat her shirayim, and she's allowed to eat his shirayim.
Left hand
is a hecker, not the three. Left hand, yeah, you're right. The most left hand is a hecker.
It says hecker. It says hecker. It says hecker.
But again, what's the kayalas of shinoi? What's the reason of the shinoi? What is the shinoi tuoif? The shinoi is meant to prevent a kiruv hadas. It's meant to prevent a hergel avera. It's meant to remind him that even though gedolei legimah shemekarves zebrius, and we're dealing with food, and the mezigas case is considered a derech chippa, ad kidei that there are, if I remember, the marshal argues that mezigas hakoyis, that's osur. But serving food, the marshal holds is mutter. If I remember correctly, the marshal, why? He says serving food is just derech sheiros, it's derech avdus. That's just being a servant. Serving the food, there's no chib in serving food. Pouring a cup of drink, mzigas akhais, that's derech chibah. Serving food's not derech chibah. We don't pass mine. The Ramah doesn't pass mine that way. But there is a sheet that food is different because it's only something that brings kiruv. If you do it abnormally, that breaks the effect of the kiruv adas. Because you see, you're doing something strange, you're doing something different. It's meant to remind you that there's a problem here. It's meant to remind you something's different. If you're not even going to notice the shinui, if his mamash is not going to notice she did anything different, then it's not going to, then l'chayra, I think it's poshim enough to
notice.
Most people
don't notice.
So I think oy bazoy the mizmanu.
You don't have to have the line that's nothing.
I think it must be that Bizman Chazal, they were takam makbid enough they would have noticed, because otherwise I don't see how it can possibly be a shinu. The place can talk about it by a hekka on the table. They say by a menorah, it has to be tall, it has to be high enough.
Hekka has to make the husband notice. Shinu serves makes her not longer. Maybe it makes her to remember she should do that different
way.
I don't know. It says Hashem, it says a word of hekka.
I remember the lush. So she and the shem,
but you should do different.
I can't quote so on him, but if I remember the havon of the hacker is that the shinu is that it has to create a hacker. That's the havon that the place can bring down. And in Kena, I think to me it's posh that this man is a left hand is not a shinu.
It's enough that somebody can remember. If she remembers, that's enough.
If she remembers. Okay, Kansas, so then Oibazoi, then two hands would also be if she's doing it, that she's remembering. Your marshal would do it with two hands. If she's going to know that she's doing it with two hands, Davka.
Maybe it's from Shimon.
That's what I'm saying. Luchayda is not Dinan. It's not clear it's a cost, it's not Dinan. Luchayda is. The other thing the Gemara mentions is to put it down on the chair instead of the table. That's obviously a hacker he's going to notice.
That is also a hacker.
Okay, so I have to look into that. Okay, I think I hear what you're saying, but I still think I might not have to look into it to bring it to the club.
People move.
I mean, you zichah do with people who are aware. Someone comes to tzedakah and you reach out with your left hand, that happens to me, you had the money left. So a lot of some people say, no, give it to me. I also don't think about it, but I've had it happen that I tried giving people stuff with my left hand and they refused.
Yeah.
I had it happen. I pulled the coin out of my pocket, my left hand, and reached
it. People that are marked, so if they're marked, they realize that.
Yeah. I've had it happen with certain people, not with me. No, I never noticed. That's what I'm saying.
But
there are people who notice, and I'm yemming on that Bizman Chazal must be right. People have a kpeit. People have a kpeit, and the sina has to be me. Yamin. It's. I don't know. I just because again, it seemed to me the yisoid of the sugi was there has to be a hacker, and it seems to me Bizman is that left hand is not a hacker. So that my chat was my havona was must be Bizman Chazal they were matmid. So I'll look it up again and I'll see if I can find anyone who says mufurish.
But then.
So again, what's the tayelus of shina? Why is she doing the shina?
No, I'm saying every shina could be a shina without
a hair. There could be. So I'm saying, I don't think, it's not shina, it's not a din in shinui. Shinui is kidei to create a hair.
Someone is saying that
it's not a shina.
I don't remember the Lashon HaGemara. I have to look at the Lashon HaGemara. I don't remember the Lashon HaGemara. That's a fact. Okay, I have to look at the Lashon HaGemara.
People take that.
But also the Walsh of the Paiskim said, I think it was, if I remember correctly, it was Plon the Paiskim, for example, a practical example they bring this man is she can put the plate not directly in front of him, but put it a little farther away. Now, how far away does she have to put it? Can't straight away eat from it. He's going to have to pull it in. What is it? What's this din?
Right.
So Pshat is he's going to notice it's in the wrong place.
But there's also the
shit. You're right. So again, look. I'm not going to be a riot. I'm saying Lashitosi. I'm saying now Lashitosi. Lashitosi, that Hadar is a very good Hadar, because what's the Havana here is we want him to remember that she's a Nidah, that it should break the Chibor that normally would come through serving food. And when he sees that she put her father away, he's going to have to move it. That's good. It's cool. He's going to remember. He's going to notice. Like, why did she do something so strange? And he's going to remember, and that's the Tay Elis Lashina. Okay, your timing's not Mukha then. I'll have to look in the place come again. But as far as I remember, that was the way I understood the Sukkah. Fine. Finally, said they're also by food, and that's machlekes. Oh, I saw a food in Paiskin. Let's say she made a mistake. She mistake by mistake put the food down directly in front of him. He's still allowed to eat the food. My sechibu was done. She shouldn't have served it. The issu was done. Kilub is gandik. There's no hemshich. There's no nuchibu when he eats the food. Hatzos meat. Okay, we'll get hatzos meat in a minute. Yeah, they also matter there. Fine. And then there's a din of sending a kois yayin. So Allah is not allowed to send her a kois yayin. This week I did shtupin at the end last week, I think, if I remember correctly. It's mostly negeh by kois shel bracha. When he makes kiddush or benching, if it's negeh, you shouldn't send her the shirayin. How do you give her the kois shel bracha? The simplest two eights are either to pour for everyone into small cups and pass the small cups around, and she'll just take a cup. Since we're not miyachid a specific cup for her, then there's no iser. Or you drink from the cup, put the cup straight back down on your plate, and let her come take it, or one of the children come take it off your plate, and that's not called sending the kosher bracha, that's mutter. Sending kosher bracha, I mentioned last week, but it was chashan, I mentioned again, is such a dover chom, where it's apparent, Chazal understood it creates so much chibah, that this Gemara, the Chazal, I think the Gemara, Chazal say, that if someone sends kosher bracha to someone else's wife, he's chayiv misa. Bidei Shemayim, obviously. Not Bidei Adam, but it's chayiv misa. It creates such a chiva that it's a serious problem. Kosher bracha? I think it's the Lashon, actually. Kosher. I keep switching to kosher bracha, because that's what's going to get us mainly. How else?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, if you're in a culture where they have toasts, so then you can't pose a toast either. But fine. Then we get on to... other issues. Next issue, so the husband may not lay on his wife's bed, even if she's not there. Whether he may sit on the bed is a machoik, is shach and taz, shalei before now, when she's not there. L'maisu roiv pais kumpasin is allowed to sit on her bed when she's not there. However, there are oyster.
What about the lying bed when she's not in town?
When she's mamish not in town? If I remember, most places are matter that, but I think it's talked about. I think it's mutter, but that's it. Actually, I think I don't remember. I think it's mutter, but I don't remember. Fine. Sitting in front of her or laying down when she's not in the room, though the kuliyam is also the whole machlekes was by sitting and shaleba from there. And this is all talking about only a bed that's miyuchad for her. So the poskim say, therefore, let's say she's in the hospital or she's in bet hachlama or in a hotel, and this is her room. She slept there for one night, and they may in the hospital they may say that's, you know, bed number one is her bed. That there's no isra in that. Poskim, there's no isra. It's not considered a bed that's miyuchad for her. It's not her bed.
So there's no. These days
it's miyuchad. It's tafilu they say. It has to be that's miyuchad for her bekfius. So they're otherwise not more the same feelings that sitting on her bed.
She uses bed.
I think they say it's only something only used for sleeping.
Yeah.
Couch, yeah. The dining room couch.
She uses the bed.
It's
not like a shirt. Huh? Even if it's even if a recliner. I didn't see it anywhere mufurish, but it seems. I'm libi. What's the problem with sitting on a bed? Sitting in Sitting on the bed, it's my Yehurim attachment. So something that's not a Malkum attachment, like a reclining chair, I would imagine is not Negevik Zeir. Libi Emily, I didn't see anyone say that. But the bed is a bed. The recliner is a different bed. Again, this is my Egan Asvar. I didn't see this anywhere. I wouldn't pass him this now, but that's Min Asvar, that's what it seems to me.
But it counts that she uses basically
Right. Dining room chair is what is more there. I don't think it's a problem. I don't remember anyone talking about it. I don't think it's, first of all, it's miyuchad. It's the couch in the living room. It's not miyuchad b'chlal. And even if and number two, even if it's miyuchad for her, but it's not a bed. I don't think that it would be a problem. Fine. She is allowed to lay down on his bed even when he's not there. Why? Because we're in certain cases it's equal, but certain cases not. The Moshe was serving food goes both ways. He can't serve her the same way she can't serve him. However, with sitting on the bed, we're more worried about being megarit his yetzahar than her yetzahar. Because we nemon generally it's the ish that's mafat to the ish, and not the ish who's mafat to the ish. So therefore, she's allowed to sit on his bed, to lay on his bed, even if he's not there. When he's there, it's machloikis, machmer. So lemaisa is yeshiva. Lemaisa, I think, most places we're matter her sitting on his bed and ask her to lay down on his bed. Even b'fonav. Yes. Shalei b'fonav, even shechiv is mutter. Shalei b'fonav, she's even allowed to lay down. Fine. Then we get to the din of Safsal Misnadnid. Safsal Misnadnid is one of the... it's just two very different... Like we mentioned with Negiya and with Tzvika, there's two very different Nisnaklisim in the Poiskim in Safsal Misnadnid. Safsal Misnadnid, if I remember, is the chiddush of the Be'ikr of the Trumas Adashin. That if you're sitting, he talks about two people sitting on a bench that moves, that swings, that it's osur, the husband and wife when she's in nida. Some places can understand we're talking about a romantic swing. And it's only something like that that's going to be osur. But just because it moves a little bit is mutter. One of the rayas they bring is that the Rishonim say, I don't remember if it's Trumas Deshan himself, but the Rishonim say that if it's Mechubel Lekarka, then it's mutter. Maybe it's Mamadid. They say if it's Mechubel Lekarka, it's mutter. Now, if it's not in Snadnet, so then even if it's not mechubel karka, it's mutter. If it doesn't move, it doesn't need to be mechubel karka. So what are they saying? If it's mechubel karka, even though it moves, even though it's misnadnet, it's still going to be mutter. So, what did that help? It seems to be, I guess we'll have to see what the other tzad is to explain what. The other tzad is that it's like we said with hoshata, that it's called negiya yidei dover acher. It's feeling movements. When these chair swings, so Mamela, they're feeling each other's movements, and that's an Isser as if they're touching. It's as if he took a stick and touched her with a stick, took a pen and touched her with a pen. Because she feels his motions, he feels her motions. Well, Chayra bi Mechubel Karka doesn't solve that problem. If there's an Isser of feeling movements, if there's an Isser of Negiya Yedid over Acher, so then how does Mechubel Karka help? Well, Chayra is close to Mechubel Karka, even though it's still misnatnit.
What's up?
Yeah, Rosh Hashanah
should be sitting into a car.
Some place can say that. Some place can want to say the small car should be also the guy, unless you have a hacker. Two different benches could be the hacker. But anything that feels movement.
It's
so according to the Machmir, some of the Machmir will take it out of Kotzer that any time you feel any movement is going to be awesome. I had a friend. The Ma'aseh Shehaya. He was when he was a chassid during Shavuot Brachas. Yeah, bus is heavy, but if you're a little Fiat Uno, if you're a Fiat Uno, when someone sits in it, the whole car shakes. I had a nice show. A friend of mine during Shavuot Brachas was staying by someone's house, and the person, and not in someone's house, the person had, like in their garden, they had a pool house, I think they called it. A small, basically like a bungalow, like a caravan outside. And the floor was not a solid floor, it was a wood floor that vibrated. And when they would walk on the floor would shake.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
And so he asked the Rav, and the Rav he asked, I think it was a mistake, but I think it's taking a little too extreme, but the Rav told him, Enochanami, that you can't both walk on the floor at the same time. Anyway, they didn't say that. If that's the feeling movement, so then add to the extreme, Enochanami, but that's Mitzachin to take to the other extreme, I think, is also to say, Mamish are only talking about a romantic love seat, and it means Nadnedan, stuff, so what's the Psha? I can't say exactly what the pshat is. I think it's only that something that you feel significant motion. movement is also without a hacker, is also unless there's a hacker. If it's mamish asasam, it's that
not this movement. When you feel the motions and you sit next to it.
Right. So if it's a big bench and you feel the motions, then there could be less of a problem. So what would be the nafka mina? The mice nafka mina would be on account. I'm saying what would be called the nafka mina? If this is what nearly halacha mice is, if it's a situation that's mamish, like the romantic love seed or whatever you want to call it, in that case it's only going to be motive if you have an adam acher in between them and not with a hacker, not with a dover acher, not just to put something in between them. We need a third person sitting in between them. Whereas if you're talking about a large couch that you feel a little vibration or whatever, then it's enough to put a hacker to put a chafetz in between them. That's what. Again, if it's a soften, basically if it's a soften, it's not. If it's a shrachem, it's not. Yeah, the pasuk can talk about whether it helps them, it's not. A person? I think a person, everyone agrees.
That means in a car, you go in the back seat, it's on the middle.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously, we say someone's to sit in between them. But right. Yeah, obviously, we say it's a child. You put your child in between you, or whatever.
You feel
assuming you feel the movement, it's a small girl, a theater, though.
No, it's inside.
Yeah. You also
need
a.
Well, it's not a cabin. Yeah.
Depends on the chair. Depends on the car. Depends on the car.
Regular car
seats in such. The Israeli cars don't have such thick padding.
What?
In American cars, they have thick padding. You're sitting in a Lincoln Town car or whatever, thick padding, so then. Yeah, Israeli car is not. Different cars. Okay. From there's an issue of being. But obviously, anytime you're going in. If it's a small car, you have a zaita. You still have a problem with touching begodim, which is definitely a problem. Something like a bad. That if the car is so small that you have such a problem, that's obviously a problem. This we're all talking about. Obviously, in the case where you're avoiding any chashash negiyah. Fine. Then there's a zaita issue besides that of taking a teal together, of riding for a teal together, which if I remember is also the same term as a dashin. He's talking about going in a carriage for a teal in the Ginus in Pardes. And based on that, Paiskim Aser, going on a teal together in a vehicle, walking together, most Paiskim are matter. Going in a vehicle in order to get, let's say you're going up north and you're taking a car up north, and then when you get up north with a teal, Paiskim are matter. Only when you're being metal in the Ginus in Pardes together.
What's this? Teal.
Teal. Teal B'Yeshiva.
Teal B'Yeshiva. Well, that's part of
the deal.
That's
so if that's part of the teal, so then I don't know. Now, but it's neichatan. What? It's the isur teal. If I remember, it comes from the same term as the same term as the dash. He talks there about going in a carriage to Ginos the Pardes. In a carriage, going on a wagon, going in a wagon to Ginos the Pardes. To Ginos the Pardes. So that's the that would be shikul das. I don't know. If you're just going, we want to get up north. It's a hechatimsa to get up north. And once you're up north, then the teal starts. So then it's pasha, it's mutter.
If you're driving, you're only driving. So that's fine, right?
And kol shekin, someone's traveling to bar mitzvah. He's going to visit parents, even relatives. Is traveling for business or for any other toyalis other than a teul, for a pleasure trip, anything other than a pleasure trip is mot. On a teul, even on a teul, the person who says a chef, putting a chefetz in between them, putting something in between them is enough. On an airplane, separate seats, the only problem by an airplane would be chashash negiyah. They're separate portions. That's what?
That's
teal. So the flight itself isn't a teal. When you're sitting on the 747 to America, the flight itself is not a teal. The flight is a hechatimsa to get wherever you're going. So that's not a problem.
No, it's not. There's more people.
Oh, that's true. There's also, if you're in a boat with it, there's other people there, it's not a problem. If there's other people, it's not a problem. Fine. I should have mentioned this before. We were discussing sitting on beds together, but obviously you have to separate the beds when she's in either. What's the shear of separation? Mi'ikr hadin. The issur of the ikr is one bed. The Rishayim already say if the beds are touching, then that's not right. So the beds should not be touching. Once the beds are separate, a millimeter, mi'ikr hadin, it's mutter. However, it's clear all the places in the Eitz HaTovah, L'chopah, it's only for the Poskim, they should be separate more than that. How much? So that, there's different shears. Some places can bring a shear that the blankets shouldn't touch each other. I think what's ongoing by most people is that roughly in Amma's reads that you shouldn't by mistake touch the other bed. The only makor for anything I know of is walk in between. These shurim are basically all chikladas. As I say, the only thing that's brought down placing the shurim, as far as I know, is the Takana Vad Arba Rot says that the only place I saw a sefer brought it down b'shem Rebaron of Belz, I think. I saw it brought down. One of the Sfarim brought Rebaron of Belz saying this was Takana Vad Arba Rot. No other Sfarim brought it down as being Vad Arba Rot. You saw. I know that. Which form? Chassidus Sfarim bring it. That's what it is. I think Chassidus Sfarim bring this Takana Vad Arba Rot. Vad Arba Rot was before.
No.
Vareva Rotsis was in this battle after Tachtat. The only place I saw brought down. The only place I saw brought down was, I think, Chai Kuzman, who's got the Chassidisha, brings B'Shem Rav Aaron Bells, B'Shem Vareva Rotsis. Of an Amma. Fine. I think most people are taught l'chatchil an Amma, but l'chapuk, it's l'chayr, you don't have to start clearing about Reb Chanan and Chazanish Ammas and whatever. The headboard.
I want to learn to go to the bathroom. It's one big bed, one board, two matches.
It's one board with two mattresses.
No,
the bottom.
So, what do you mean?
It's
not bottom.
It's not bottom.
You can put them as well in, let's say. It's brought down in person. As a matter of fact, the first place, as far as I know, it's brought down is it's brought.
What's that?
Chuvas Rivaz. Chuvas Rivosh, I think, talks about it. It's been a couple of years, but if I remember correctly, she was revoshed in such a case. If you have two mattresses on one platform, it's machlek is a place, and machlek is a place. Should be machmer. More than that, I can't say I remember al makom. So yeah, I didn't have a beam for this year. I remember that it's Shuvas Rishay. It starts in Shuvas Rishay. Maybe it's Rishay. It's Tashbitz, maybe. Tashbitz, I think. It's the first one he talks about such a Shaila. Tashbitz. It's a big machlek. It's from the Rishay. It's machlek. I think it's machlek Tashbitz and Rivosh. And it's the Heidegger point. The later place we talk, the Achrayim talk about it also. It's Stodom Lekan Lekan. Bottom line is, B'shaz Lechad Godel, B'zamok Mohakel, and Lechad Chil Avad. What's the Nidin? The Shaila is like this. The Shaila is like this.
One bed.
That's the Shaila. The Shaila is what's the mitzvah. The Ma'aseh, I guess, the Makor to Aser comes from Rabbeinu Yerucham. The Rabbeinu Yerucham says it's also Lishan, the Mita Achza, Afilu Yesh, the Kol Echad, Karim, Vixosis, Mishaloi. I'm not saying the Shaila is exactly, but the Rabbeinu Yerucham says, Afilu Karim, Vixosis, Mishaloi. So, that's Pashas, but the Shaila is when they're mamish, when they're separate, so is that called one bed or is it called two beds? Does the bed go by the platform? Does the bed go by the frame, or does the bed go by the mat? But Karmic says it seems bizman nom. They didn't have a mattress like our mattresses. They had a couple small pillows. So the Tashbitz Mamash talks about, if I remember correctly, Tashbitz. Tashbitz talks about mamash of a stone platform with two separate mattresses on top of it. And is it mitzdarif? It's not mitzdarif. And if I may, they talk about whether there's a canopy around the bed and there's not a canopy around the bed. It starts in the Tashbatzis from the late Rishayim and goes into the Achrayim, and I don't think there was a clear Achrayim that I remember on it. Fine, so then let's go into the other Zaytiga HaChakas. Fine, it's also to be Mestaku, but Mekhaimus HaMechusi. When she's in need, it's also to look at her Mekhaimus HaMechusim. The shayla is, what is considered Mekhaimus HaMechusim? Moshe says Mefurish, I think most places would agree to a certain degree. Mekhaimus HaMechusim goes by what she normally covers in the house, not what she normally covers in the street. Why? Pashat Svar, what's the problem? We're afraid it's going to be Ma'ir Hirhur. Something he sees every single day, hours a day, is not going to be Ma'ir so many Hirhur. The shayla is again with the shikla dasis. If you believe that there's somebody who's mamish inside the house and the door is closed, the windows are closed, they just mamish not to sneeze. That is not so poshut. The chalpach is in the case of a lady who dresses in a normal way, but when she go in the street, she would cover it. Meikra and then it's mutter, but you go in the street, you don't dress that way. That's already something. Let's take a case. A lady, she tries to never, outside the house, she offers day, she wears a suit all the way down, covering all of her. In the house, she leaves it back an inch or two, call it an inch or two. That's the chayr poshut, he's allowed to look at it when she's in need. If she's a lady, mamash walks around the house not covering her hair at all, which reminds you holds his mutter, and he's a whole tshuva on kid, it's not min adin. There's a shvach that she was zeich to have children who can't have a good upset. Right, but the Zohar is very makbar on it. The Zohar is very makbar on it. Remail, it's the only known by the Hamish and Kai Yisrael today to be very makbar on it. But there are ladies who do it. There are ladies who now don't cover their hair at all. And that already is not posh to apply Rav Moshe to such a case. It's not posh Rav Moshe's only known on such a case. Where a lady walks... Rav Moshe himself l'chayr is yes matter in such a case. Also, it's where a lady walks in the house mamash with a sleeveless dress. It's in the house with the windows closed. There's no iser on it. There's no kiddush. But Pasha Pashtus, it's not only known to be semichon Rav Moshe for that. I don't know if Rav Moshe would have been not just such a case. Rav Moshe's svara is anything. I don't remember the lashon of Rav Moshe. Socks could be. Well, again, which is a machlekes in Mishnah Berurah and Chazanish. It's not Pasha min adin that it's also.
Yeah, but he says
a
fillet.
Tachas hashoyk. Tachas Hashem, not socks.
No, he's not talking
about Kishmi
or
not. Right. He's talking about
Yehur. Who's Matah
Chazanish?
Chazanish.
Chazanish is the maker.
Could be
Kodesh HaMechus. So you're saying he's good? So I don't remember what Moshe was saying, but L'chop was one of the things with Dina is, if she goes in the house and it's true, you can't link Kishmi in front of it. I'm saying you can't be make. L'chayr you can't be make on that halacha l'mais. Whether Moshe was matter or not, I don't remember, but I think it's only in the place of the halacha l'mais and not to be matter. What?
The kisi?
If your hair is not covered at all, so pashtus, it's not so pashtus to be make on that. I think Moshe might be make on that, but I think most places do not accept it. I'd have to look again at
the Moshe.
I don't remember the Moshe. I just remember how one of the svar of Rav Moshe was that something he sees on a daily basis is not Mahari Huhu. The Shah is how far you take that. Fine. Fine is also an issue of Kol B'Isha when she's in need. You're not allowed to listen to her sing. However, I saw it right down the svarim that Minig Klal Yisrael is that on the Shabbos table when there's other people singing also, Hagam Derechal, we're not Seimich. On the coolers of listening to a Fishtei, listening to a different lady sing is part of with other people, but your own wife on the Shabbos, the minig is to be made.
What about other people singing?
There's other people singing also. The children are singing, and you're. Who says it? I saw it brought not Nishayim, but I think that that's all. I think that's all. Lamais is a friend of mine once asked of Arden for Chabad, who said it's a, he said it's pro, it is a problem. But I think it's only. The way it was brought down in the Shabbos was minig is to be made.
What's that?
Trekol Mishtam? Yeah, Trekol Mishtam. I mean, there's some place in the world that's Mutu Lagam, the whole Kobish is Mutu with the Trekol. Yeah. Rav Moshe is a true one. There are places where Stam Kolish. Every kol yisha. They're praising Hashem to every kol yisha with as part of a choir.
Even two yisha.
That I don't know. That I don't know. Never went to the church.
Could be.
Yeah, and it's not only the Hamish Hanum Derfab doesn't do it, but there is such an hard. There are places where matter it for Ishti Nida. I saw Bradel Lachayr, it's the Minigo Elamus to be made.
Who's
Avni Shen? Avni Shen, he's got a Sandish Rav, but it's an excellent safe. They don't have it here in Yeshivas Ram, I have it at home. It's an excellent safe, but it's very Bari Yichus. He manages Malakit, everything. And he brings all the Ashkenaz, all the Sidis from the Sandish is from, and then he brings at the end of each Sif, he brings Sikum Medina. Find what else is there. I think she is allowed to wear jewelry when she is a leader. Perfume is, I think most people say, not recommended. Then the last Nekudin HaChakas, oh boy, HaChakas almost took another whole night. Fine, the last Nekudin HaChakas is by Chayla. What is when the husband or the wife are sick? How do HaChakas apply then? There's a chiluk between which one is sick, the Havana being simple, the Svara being simple, that if the husband is sick, so then his Yetzirah is much shvach. So therefore, it's more kal. If the husband's sick, the wife is allowed to do aloch and shulchan aruch. The wife is allowed to do everything for him, except even to touch his begodim, except for she should not do hatzos amita. She shouldn't make his bed, and she shouldn't wash his. She shouldn't wash him. Those two harchakas remain aser. Zikus kares is motor. Even the gear, they say better she should wear gloves if it's necessary. Or use a baguette in between, touch his sleeve, but minadin is more to even negia, if it's necessary to help him sit up in bed or whatever it is. If he's sick, we're talking about someone who's mamish chayil nafal mishkav, not someone who has a headache. We're talking about someone who's sick. Not chayil she'in bay sakana, but has to be mamish nafal mishkav, not just mechash ba'alma, not just he doesn't feel well. And
go get someone else.
So halacha is, if you can get someone else b'chinam, for free, then you should get someone else. If she would have to pay to hire someone else to mishamish, she's allowed to do it. Now, but we'll see the other way is more chama. Let's say she's sick. So then it's much more chama. We're not talking about she's in a coma in the hospital. We're talking about where she's a flu. She's in bed. She's not for a mishkov. So then, if there's no sakana, everything's osur. There are mekilim in certain situations. Any of these cases is Megillah Lysa, is not a problem for him to help her. It's obviously something you have to ask Rav Prati's the Geshaylas, but B'dach Tal, it's much more Chamur. And the halacha is that if you can't find any, the only Hatayim are when you can't hire, you can't find anyone even to pay to hire to help her. If you can find someone you have to pay, then there's no Hatayim for him. If you can't find anyone, then there are certain cases where it's Mutter. If there's a Shaylah because Nefesh for Seitzach, it's Mutter. Even when there's no sakana. Certain cases, certain things. You wonder what's mutter? I don't remember the pratim. There's different nekuna. The point in time on which exactly things are mutter. I think even the gear. I don't remember. Ali de Begir. Because Negir is the Raisi Rabbani. That's another one. That's a whole separate sugi of the. Which I don't. We're not going to get into. Stamos if she's sick, so he shouldn't matter, he's shot. Pashas, I think the only matter is Negiah the Derech. Not Negiah, but Bisara. Again, Bisakon, of course, everything's Mutter. We don't say here that Abizrael Dereis, that it's Yehar Vayava. Mais, Laloch Mais, we don't say here that it's Yehar Vayava. Not Bisakon, everything's Mutter. And that was Tachotis. I'm feeling we're going to have to do the seventh week, but. Is it even worth starting half September? Start? 5 minutes? Rather? Yes, no? Was that one?
Yes.
Make a half second? Say this. So, fine, so let's just do a quick sequel of Halachos that we, what we mentioned today, was we talked about things relating to food and drink. When they sit at the table together, you have to have a half second between them. If they're eating together, you have to have a half second. that's noticeable. We have to be mavar exactly the hagdar of noticeable. We said that
eating together
with chizuch has to be noticeable. The shayla is serving. Sorry, you're right. Serving food to each other has to be done with a shinui. I'm telling you, it has to be shinui. It's a noticeable shinui. Okay, we have to be mavar that. That was that. Sai food, sai drink, lamais, lalach lamaisa. And b'diavad, it's mutter to eat it. You don't send a kris yayin. What else do we have? Then we talked about beds. You don't, he can't lay on her bed. Shloi b'fanayin, he can sit on it. She can lay on his bed when he's not there, sit on it, even if he is there. Sachsol misnadn is a big raid in the Paiskim. And I think Lamais is, if it's a mamish sachsol misnadn, you need a person in between. If it's a gvuli sachsol misnadn, then a chafta would be good enough as a hacker. Tiulim is a problem, but practically speaking, the isser tiul is not necessarily Lamais. It's only going to be in specific cases there'll be an isser of tiul. And a hacker would help anyway. So if they went a teal, they can put a hacker in between. That's for sure. A teal with no shadow staff, so it's not the hacker of a chafza is going to be good enough. And then we talked about histakos, shmiz koil, and then we talked about chayla. And I think that was good.